evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome along to the RTE Jam Rap with the Reardon's doing all the backing vocals on it, all in themselves, like. And the RTE Philharmonic Orchestra, well, most of it, due to the economic cutbacks, were reduced down to a mere kettle drum.
Ah, so now, Julia, you can make your cup of tea.
All right, George, but I thought we were going to listen to the new single from Bosco.
Ah, no, you old garden gnome. Sure, isn't he the one with the funny dresses? What sings for the culture club like?
Well, hi there, people. You know me. I run a little station called RTE. We're the number one where we used to be. Until Ireland got landed with Chris Carey. He opened up a station and he called it Nova. And he gave it to the people for free. Oh, well, I mean to say, you must agree. Here at RTE, nothing is free. Except for empty promises which we always break. And mind you, one day I gave a drunk mistake. Well, that doesn't matter. I was out to get Nova. As soon as it started, it was taken over. They had clutter free and favorites too. And a big transmitter that made me blue. My own sons and daughters listen all day, and my wife would sway the Nova way.
What the hell's going on? They didn't say anything about backing vocalists to me. We'd never be able to afford them.
It's what? Something got to do with equity.
I'll give them equity. Equity behind bars.
Did somebody mention mannequins?
Oh, George, how could you think that way? I thought we were living in a free state.
Ah, you're as thick as the wheels in a Tipperary tractor. We moved last year. This is a corporation estate.
That was it. I'd had enough. I decided that I was gonna play rough. I suddenly had me the greatest plan. I was gonna give them their RTE jam. Well, things started getting pretty bad, and all the people in the city were very sad. They all called me crazy and raving mad, when all the time they should have been very glad. So I decided to grow me a black moustache, and there and then give it one final bash. I made the engineers all wear black boots, and we all started wearing old Nazi suits. So I said, let's do it, damn democracy. It's all a load of flaming hypocrisy. Then I got me the master plan. Playing all over Ireland, the RTE jam.
German national anthem and all. A real international flavour record. Big gobs, Julia, I'm really enjoying this.
Oh, are you, George? What about your hemorrhoids?
Ah, sure, they're enjoying it too.
So I gave the Irish a limited choice. They could listen to nothing or just one voice. RTE became number one, and we stayed that way by using the gun. Then the people went and they revolted, and the next I knew, Ted Nealon bolted. So Nova was back and back to stay, and the people of Dublin all screamed. I went crazy, I was totally insane. I tried to get run over by the Galway train. So to kill myself and avoid the pain, I turned on my radio and Jason May.
There you are now, Julia. What do you think of that now that it's all over, like?
Oh, George, that was very good, but what was this all about?
It was all about the RTE jam.
Oh, I didn't know you were into making food now.
So of course we're not into food at all, Julia, you old cowpat. Have you never eaten in the RTE canteen?
Oh, I thought the RTE canteen was in the Bord Fáilte Good Food Guide, like.
Alright, don't be so stupid, you old technical difficulty. Sure, RTE couldn't even win the catering franchise for Adolf's concentration camps.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.